This is a moment to reflect on discipleship, as Elder Michael B. Strong shares how we can more closely follow the Savior.
To be the Lord's disciples, we must intentionally imitate His thoughts and actions every day. For example, His obedience, humility, and patience. As we gradually incorporate these attributes into our own identities, we become partakers of His divine nature. This emulation of the Savior's character is at the heart of worshiping Him. Our adoration of Jesus is best expressed by our emulation of Jesus. Of all the many divine attributes of Jesus Christ we are to emulate, one stands preeminent and embodies all others. That attribute is His pure love or charity. Without charity, we are nothing. The Savior Himself identified love as a mark or sign by which His true disciples would be recognized when He declared, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." The Savior showed charity by being compassionate. Compassion is that portion of charity that seeks to alleviate suffering. Filled with compassion, the Lord healed the sick and afflicted among the people. Afterwards, He blessed the children while angels descended from heaven and surrounded them. He performed these tender, loving acts and many more because He was moved with compassion. May we pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart to be filled with this love, which He hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of His Son, Jesus Christ, that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, because we will carry a sign of true discipleship, which is charity, the pure love of Christ. I testify that Jesus Christ is our living, glorious Savior, Redeemer, Exemplar, and Friend.
That was an excerpt from Elder Michael B. Strong's talk, Charity, a Sign of True Discipleship. This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.